I want to jump right in and ask you to talk a little bit about, well, you wrote a blog, a commentary, True Leading is Serving. We in the church, we hear a lot about the terminology servant leadership. But what does that really mean? What does that really look like?
Well, I think if you're a servant, it's built into the word. You know, look up the word, think about what's a servant. Well, servant is somebody who is under someone else. You know, in our case, if we're servants of Jesus, we are to be servant leaders in the sense that we are always under him. Also, we serve people. And when we serve people, that means that we look out for their best interests and we do what's best for them and we give of ourselves and we make some sacrifices along the way. You know, the servant just doesn't dictate his own schedule and make it all about him. He makes it about the Lord he serves and he makes it about other people. So, you know, in Scripture, 1 Peter 5, you leaders are not lording it over those entrusted to them, but being examples to the flock. And, you know, it, being an example of Christ-like service, you know, we don't, you know, use God's flock to build our kingdoms because God's flock belongs to him, not to us. And so, you know, I think with humility and service, you know, people like to be called a servant. It's a compliment to be called, oh yeah, he's a real servant of God. But then on the other hand, we don't really want to be treated like servants, do we?
Well, I'll speak for myself. I would say an emphatic no, we don't, if we're really honest.